Many of the 10,000 members of the Writers Guild of America returned to work yesterday after a three-month-long strike.
Suddenly, hosts of late-night talk shows have a lot to say, especially about the end of the strike itself.
Wait a minute. Words in the prompter, script on my desk, vending machine upstairs out of Funyuns. The writers are back!
Well, let's get to the really important news, folks. The writers' strike is over. I did it!
I guess the strike ended when the corporations agreed to the writers' main demand that no one ever have to write another Paris Hilton movie again. Okay.
And I just want to say, personally, it's great to have them back. In fact, they wrote that.
That's Conan O'Brien of Late Night with Conan O'Brien, also Jay Leno on The Tonight Show, Stephen Colbert on The Colbert Report, and Jon Stewart on The Daily Show.
After weeks of relying, supposedly, on their own quick wit, TV comics found themselves able to lean on the talent of teams of humor professionals.
They wasted no time getting back to the business at hand, riffing on the events of the day, starting with politics.
Last night saw primaries in Virginia, Maryland, and the paradoxically powerless District of Columbia.
Not a good night last night for Hillary Clinton, man. She got the pantsuit beaten off of her. I mean, I haven't seen Hillary Clinton this worried since they opened that Hooters in Chappaqua. Hillary Clinton continually reminds voters that she has been tested, which makes sense. You never know what Bill might have brought home. So it's good that you're always...
And baseball steroid scandal.
Earlier today, Roger Clemens testified before Congress about his alleged use of steroids and human growth hormone. Yeah. Yeah, he says he didn't do it. Yeah, but there was an awkward moment when Clemens leaned on the table and it shattered.
And it went from bad to worse today for Roger Clemens. Did you see the hearings? Oh, did you see what happened today? Oh, gosh. Today before Congress, Amy Winehouse testified she shot up with him. Oh.
And there were some other worthy topics.
A man in Florida was arrested for hitting the manager of a Taco Bell in the face with a bag full of tacos. Afterwards, the Taco Bell manager said, you know, it's weird. My tacos usually don't attack me till I'm in the bathroom.
Last night, for the first time ever, a beagle won best in show at the world's most prestigious canine festival, a decisive victory in the war on terrier.
Have you seen these Valentine ads for pajamagram.com where they send lingerie to your wife or girlfriend? You seen anything? Now, don't confuse that with pajamagrandma.com. No, that's where Estelle Getty comes to your house in a teddy. You don't want that.
For those writers who put down picket signs and picked up pens, the end of the strike is doubtless good news. We'll let you be the judge whether the return of one-liners on late-night television is an event worth celebrating.